On today's episode, we go over some news, such as what was announced at this year's IAAPA Expo involving Disney, the fourth quarter earnings report from Disney, and also holiday treats that will be available at Disney Springs. We also discuss what attractions we think would be great contenders to have as a holiday overlay at Disney World. This is episode 324 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
Better than I was an hour ago.
And why were you not doing so hot an hour ago?
Well, let me tell you. Sometimes I get my motion sickness spells for absolutely no reason. I had a good reason today. I was putting up a Christmas tree. Oh, yeah, we got a new Christmas tree because can't find the other one. And for some reason, putting the tree up, and this happens every single year, and I think it maybe just because I'm like arching my head or looking up and it like hurts my neck, maybe I get motion sick every single year. It's so weird.
Which is why I don't know why you just didn't wait for me to do it later.
I had two little kids going like looking in the box, wanting to pick it out. So I was like, okay, I'll just put it up. So yeah. I regret this decision. I really did.
I came inside and Jamie was not doing so hot. And I was what is going on
oh
in here?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I took some Dramamine.
And now you're good.
And I'm also sleepy. But I will get through this and I will be peppy. And
then you'll sleep great.
Yes, I will.
I will say, I know I took Dramamine one time because I was with a buddy of mine down in Florida like when I was 19. And we're going on one of those deep sea fishing boats. And they were like, do you get motion sick? And I was like, I don't know. I've never been deep sea fishing. And they're like, well, take half a Dramamine just in case. And I was like, okay. And I was fine. Like, I've never had motion sickness issues. But we got back and I slept. Like, I've never been so tired and slept. I think I slept like 10 hours. So nice. I understand how those things can like knock you out.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Whatever's in them that makes that work.
But. Well, it's only triggered, like the sleepiness is only triggered if it's being used.
Yeah.
So it did work.
It potentially, yes. Yeah, it did prevent it. But yeah, I do know what you're talking about there. So, and then I also did get you. Jamie bought some of those Mickey and Minnie inflatables for the front yard. So
yeah, the gingerbread ones. Yeah. They're so cute.
The little lady and myself put them up, and then she was, as I'm putting them up, she's hugging Minnie like, oh,
so
which was, it was really cute, but I was still trying to put it up. I was like, honey, hold on, don't hug them. And then she was trying to hand things to Minnie. Yeah. And those inflatable things, you can't put anything on them because they fall. And I just told her Minnie is very weak. She can't hold things because,
wow,
she's just standing out there.
Right. You know, I have to say I'm very excited for this Christmas. Because yeah. Our daughter is so excited. Like, yes, you know, as she grows up, she understands Christmas more and more and, like, presents and stuff. But, like, this year, it's like, you know, she's just gung-ho about
it. She's yes. four. Yeah.
Like, she, you know, she knows, you know, Santa.
She knows she gets presents. Yeah.
So she's so excited. And, you know, of course, baby Thor is oblivious and just likes to eat, so you just throw food at him and he's happy. And Christmas, I don't know.
He'll tear presents up. I mean, he'll tear the wrapping off of presents.
He will love that. Yeah. So anyway, sure. I'm very excited for Christmas. Got the inflatables up, getting the tree up. It's not done yet, but we're getting there. And rest of the decorations, and we'll get going on that. So
yes,
very exciting.
Yes. And speaking of, I should mention Christmas. So I did finally have the. The crowdsourced Club 32, This Is the Sleigh shirt, as it's being called, which is Baby Yoda and Mando on Santa's sleigh, because maybe Santa couldn't do it and they had to fill in. You never know. That got the design done, so those shirts will be. I think those should ship out early next week. On those, so
yeah.
And those are, if you would, now you can see what that shirt looks like, obviously, because this is a very much of a crowdsourced thing. So now we have three t-shirt designs for Christmas that you can check out. Go to ctmshirts.com, you can see those, but that one is done and all set up, so Speaking of Christmas, I just wanted to mention that one out there.
Awesome.
But yeah, we're not going to just talk about what we got up for Christmas and what makes us motion sick.
But we are going to talk about Christmas.
We are going to talk about Christmas. Yeah, it's November 18th, 19th, and apparently it's already Christmas season. So yeah, we're going to do that.
Apparently, it's definitely here. I understand.
We are going to talk about the news and a fun little Christmas discussion thing we've got going as well. But before we do that, we want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Diz Dudes, myself and Mr. Jeremy Stein, every Wednesday. And we do a live stream of that episode every Tuesday in the Club 32. So we chat for 20 to 40 minutes or so before we go live. And then the audience gets to be involved in the episode. So it's a good time. So if you're interested in that, go to ctmvip.com to check that out. We also have Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday. Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, which... you already have the one for November that came out, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. My December person, won't have that one out until probably second week of December because I think they're done with their trip the first week, so it'll be after that.
Okie dokie. You can go to ctmtriptales.com to check that out, and if you want to be on Trip Tales, go to that website, and then there's a thing up top that says "Be on Trip Tales," and there's a form you can fill out, and it'll go straight to Jamie and cut me out because I'm the bottleneck on there, so
whatever.
It's much more efficient to go to you instead of go to me, then go to you. So I just cut myself out of the loop there.
There you go.
And of course, if you'd like even more content, you want apparel discounts, you know, and join the cool kids club, as it's being known inside Club 32. You can join Club 32. You can go to ctmvip.com and check it out there. You can also do a free trial. I got a 1 week trial. You can try it out, see what it's like. We are going to do a cool kids kitchen this Friday, so. That'll be something there, and then I'll do another cigar lounge here pretty soon. We'll have some more C-Team at the movies. Potentially we might do, because we kind of watched yesterday, we might do Home Alone. There's a lot of holes in Home Alone.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, you got to suspend, I think every kid liked that movie as a kid, but
yes.
You got to suspend a lot of disbelief to have two movies where you leave your kid,
and
like, they don't go with you on a trip.
And if we could, I would actually like to do Home Alone 2.
You want to do 2?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I like it better, but it's also worse.
Yes. It's also fun. Yeah, it's got funnier parts too, I think, too. So we'll do that one very soon since it's Christmas related anyway. So
yeah.
We'll do it. So again, go to ctmvip.com to check that out. And again, you get 20 to 30% off of apparel, and it helps us continue to grow the show and the network. And hopefully you get more in return than what you give is the goal there. So, and of course, we always love mentioning our travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney, Universal, or really anywhere else, just go to travelwithzip.com. Fill out a quick form there, and they'll get you in touch with an agent that will help you just plan a great trip and take a lot of stress off of you. I mean, we've been using Lauren, and she was able to get us an Oga's reservation, which those are hard to get.
Yep.
You know, just basically just takes the stress off of, especially with Jamie, with like the kids and stuff. Like, she doesn't have to worry about it. She's just like, you take care of it.
Text her.
Yeah. So, and she's, it's awesome. You know, and you don't have to pay for it. It's included. You know, they get paid by Disney and Universal. So why would you not do it? So again, just go to travelwithzip.com and check them out. So
very good.
All right, let's get into the news. So like I said, we've got a few things here. Get some meat on that bone, as they say.
Yes.
Is that what they say?
I don't know
what
they
say. Pretty sure that's what Walter Cronkite used to say. Anyways. Walter Cronkite. Meat on that bone. all right. We have fourth quarter earnings and show some unsurprising stats, as you might imagine.
Yep. So, you know, the call was, I think it was Thursday of last week. So we barely missed it with our show last week. But basically, the effects of COVID are showing in the fourth quarter earnings report. So revenues for the quarter were $14.71 billion with a loss per share of 20 cents. Disney has estimated that the impact of COVID-19 for the fourth quarter has been $3.1 billion. 2.4 of that was in parks, experiences, and products segment, which is obviously involves Disney World.
Right.
And then it basically down 61% year over year is what it was. And there's a lot of other things that came with reports. So I won't go a lot into that. But basically, yeah, a lot, 61% down. Yeah. Is basically what it was. And Parks Experience and Products is a huge section of the company. Mm-hmm. Huge. I mean, so this was not unexpected.
No. Not at all. Well, I mean, when you're shut down for, what was it, 5 months? 4 months?
Four months.
Four. And mm-hmm. then you're operating at, I mean, basically most of the, a quarter of your normal capacity on top of that.
Right. I mean, you know, so. Disneyland's still closed. Cruise Line's still closed.
Right. Not as many offerings open. Plus, I mean, you can't even still purchase a new annual pass.
No, you can't. So they make exceptions for some certain circumstances, but yeah.
Right. I'm just saying in general that
right.
That
if you're adds, a new per, if you're
that adds into it, yeah.
Yeah. If you've never had one before, they will not like get it right now. So.
Yeah.
Basically, what the report showed was that yes, everything was down except for Disney Plus.
Which makes complete sense.
They credited Disney yeah. Plus with a lot of the what went well this year.
Well, so. COVID helps Disney Plus, but at the same time too, Disney Plus is probably going to do well regardless because it was a brand new product and yeah. service that was just going to build more of a user base. So
yeah, talk about good timing with that, by the way.
Yeah.
They launched it a year ago. Yeah, a year ago in November.
Well, what's interesting about it is I think this, again, I've said it before, a lot of these trends that we're seeing, these were going to happen before COVID. They just, COVID sped it all up, mm-hmm. which is, I am curious going forward of new releases. Because I kind of feel like once...
Like theatrical?
Right. Okay. Like what they do with Mulan, where you can pay $30-some for it and watch it immediately.
Which, by the way, they were disappointed with how that did.
Well...
I just didn't
right. know anybody knew. But the weird thing, it's almost... It was a new thing. I think a lot of people just had this weird assumption for whatever reason that would just be included. And I think maybe it was because of what they did with, what was the cartoon with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland?
Oh, Onward?
Onward. Like what they did with Onward and what they did with some other ones where they just put it out there because of COVID and all that. So I think a lot mm-hmm. of people just were caught off guard of like, well, why would I pay extra for this? When I still yeah. hold true. That's actually a really great value. To pay $31 to be able to watch it immediately in your home. Like I would, true. If it's a movie I want to watch, I would do that all day long.
Right.
But so I think some of it could just be messaging of how that's portrayed. And you're even seeing, I saw Wonder Woman, which is going to be out in December, is going to be available to people who have HBO Max like immediately. So maybe that's a thing where going forward, it'll be very interesting. Cause the only thing I say this is I feel like once you get that, out of the box, you can't put it back in. It's like Pandora's
mm-hmm.
box.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. now that people, I mean, this is becoming a thing, how does this look going forward? And Disney, I'm sure, I mean, they have a nice product they can use this with. There's Disney Plus of, they're one of, you know, probably the most successful movie studio in the past 10 years. Now they also have this streaming platform. How do they handle the theatrical releases, you know, post-COVID and stuff? So
yeah.
it'd be very interesting to see. Because I really would find it hard to believe they just completely just say, nope, you got to go to theaters again. Maybe they do, but I don't know. I feel like now that it's out there, people kind of would kind of come to expect that a little bit. But
yeah,
we shall see. So,
but yeah, but basically down a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. something else that came out, we can discuss this a little bit, which mm-hmm. I know we've talked about it, is Bob Chapek stated in the earnings call as well that the theme park capacity has been increased to 35%. So they kind of mentioned it after the fact. So a lot of people were asking, you know, how long has this been going on? When did it take place? They didn't say when. I still don't think they've been at 35% for like months. My best guess would be whenever they did a bunch of the, like they added the plexiglass to rides, they put more people in the ride vehicles. That would be my guess because that just makes sense. Because you're able to put mm-hmm. more people in rides, you're able to absorb more people so you can allow more people into the parks.
He said in a different interview back in October, they were still at 25%.
Right.
So somewhere between then and, you know, last week, it went from 25 to 35. And I think you're right. I think when Rise put in the plexiglass.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to talk about it in a second, but or I guess we can talk about it now. But they put plexiglass dividers into Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
That's part of our news bits. Really cut down on wait times.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you can, you know, service more people that way, get more, get them in and out faster. Well, so,
and we've talked about, you know, Disney has to make a decision. I mean, the parks as they're standing with, it just becomes pretty unmanageable in terms of like, you got to wait for everything. So the, you know, really comes down to, you got to open more stuff up. You got to do stuff to absorb more people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in this weird predicament. They're laying off people. So opening more stuff up becomes a challenge. So then it's like what you already have open, absorbing more people into it. They're not going to do with distancing yet. So getting more people in the ride vehicles with the plexiglass stuff is the thing that makes the most sense and makes sense of why they would increase capacity at that point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any conspiracy theory. Like I hear a lot of people like they've been at 50%. They have not been at 50%.
No.
It's just the spacing and... I mean, it definitely, like, you've got more people just out and about in the parks, and it is busier. But again, if this was, like, normal, if you didn't have to do spacing and normal times, you'd be like, wow, Disney is, like, 5-minute waits for everything.
I have to say something about that, first of all. So, there's a lot of people saying, like, oh, my gosh, it's so crowded and everything. Like, yeah, it's really not. It's just people are displaced outside. And we've talked about this before.
Right.
But... In what I feel is that if it feels busy, it's busy to you. Like you can say like, oh, it's busy because it feels that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it feels busy, then it's busy regardless of what you set the capacity at. If your capacity for the park is 35%, but nobody's inside buildings, like it's going to feel crowded.
Right.
So I don't know. The measurement by what they do, the capacity with and everything is a little, it's, you know, in my opinion, it's skewed because of that.
Well, the parks, nothing is built for 6 feet apart. The parks included.
Correct.
So anything that, you know, it's just going to make things, the flow, the normal flow, the normal way, you know, especially people that go to Disney a lot, it's just, it's going to be different. And it's very weird. You be in the parking lot and it's like the parking lots are not full. But you get to the park and you're like, holy cow, it's really full in here. Which, like you said, there's just more people. There's more people in the the walking areas because they can't be inside buildings. So,
I can't imagine what 50% is going to feel like.
Well, they may not if the the vaccine supposedly on some of these are going to be available by December. You know, they may never have to do the 50% with the distancing. It may be, because my guess is you first do the distancing before you, like I said, before you get rid of face masks. So if there's a vaccine,
I see.
There's therapeutics, they may never have to get to 50% with the social distancing. Because honestly, it would be unmanageable. I mean, being at Hollywood.
It's hard to social distance now.
Well, especially like Hollywood Studios. You know, when you're in there and obviously, I mean, it's busy. I mean, it again, it's... If it wasn't for distancing, it wouldn't be busy. But with distancing, it's busy because there's just a lot of people in the walking areas.
Yep.
So it definitely has a different feel to it. So
yeah,
I'll be interested to kind of see how that all goes.
Yeah, me too.
So, all right. Now on to more fun stuff. Disney we have some Disney Springs holiday eats and treats that you can check out for Christmas.
Yes, I'm very excited about all of this because Christmas holiday treats, they're just delicious. All right,
all of them.
Yes. All of them.
Even fruitcake?
No, not really.
Have you ever had fruitcake?
I have.
I don't think I've actually ever had a fruitcake.
It's fine. Okay, so this is from Disney Parks blog, and this is just kind of going over what is offered at Disney Springs through the holiday season. And there's a couple items at Amaret's Patisserie. There's a Black Forest Parfait, a Holiday Mickey Mousse, Holiday Petite Cake, a Mickey Santa Dome Cake. I do want to try this. Peppermint Creme Brulee and a Spiced Yule Log. All of this, there's pictures of this, by the way, in the show notes, and it looks delicious. Aristocrepes, there's a Cherry Jubilee Bubble Waffle. It's cherry fruit filling inside.
Okay.
That's awesome. Okay. Sweet potato pie bubble waffle. That's just until December 1st. An eggnog crepe.
I'll take me one of those.
Alrighty. And a Mickey Snow Globe sipper cup, which I don't know if I've seen those. I think I have. Let's see. At Homecoming, there's pumpkin bread pudding. Yum. City Works has a special chili. Daily Poutine has a gobbler
poutine. That's such a weird...
Such, what?
All these treats be like, we've got chili.
It's called 1871 chili. I don't.
Angus steak, milk stout, pork, chipotle. Okay. I mean, I like chili.
I didn't know I was going to have to stop on that one.
No, okay, but it just sticks out so randomly because you got all these like treats, chili.
I know. Oh, I do love chili. I do love steak. I should have just got, I should have explained more.
I don't think I've ever had steak and chili though.
Oh, do we need to try this? Have you? Have I had steak and chili? I don't think I have.
I'm curious because usually chili's all.
You're very confused.
No, the chili's usually just like ground beef. So I'm very curious, like how that would like the. This I'm intrigued by this. Yes, you're intrigued. I may have to try this.
Yeah. The Daily Poutine has gobbler poutine, which is basically French fries with a Thanksgiving dinner.
They could work on that name a little bit.
Yeah. Earl of Sandwich has a holiday turkey sandwich. Again, Thanksgiving dinner in a sandwich. The Ganachery has eggnog ganache squares, gingerbread ganache square, and a Mickey Santa pinata. Also looks cute. Ghirardelli has a white chocolate caramel steamer and a peppermint hot mocha. Häagen-Dazs has a peppermint bark ice cream. Jack Lindsay's holiday bar has a bunch of stuff. Milk and cookies, chow cookies and milk, C9 light deviled eggs, grandma's favorite sliders, venison sausage sliders, cranberry bacon jam, and watercress.
Okay.
Papa Noel's, oh, I don't know how to say this, Churrasco?
I think it's, yeah, Churrasco. Okay. Looks like a churro just with Asco at the end of it.
Honest. Jock's holiday nog. Cinnamon and vanilla flavored cream liqueur, vodka, hazelnut flavored liqueur, and vanilla.
I'll take me one of those.
Okay, I try a sip of that. Mistletoe mule, vodka, lime, and passion fruit with ginger beer, and a very berry margarita. Ding, ding, ding.
Margarita. Those sound really good.
Yeah, they do.
I've never actually been to Jock Lindsay's.
I'm gonna make an admission here as well. Neither have I.
I feel like we need to go now.
Yeah, we do. Some Joffrey's coffee. Moving on.
who?
I don't know. I don't know who they are. Mac and cheese food truck. It's a special fried mac and cheese, basically. Marketplace snacks. Jolly Holiday float. Olaf Pilsner novelty cup. And say a bunch of offerings at the carts and kiosks. Let's see. Polite Pig has a holiday feast. You can actually order your holiday meal at Polite Pig. That's cool.
Okay.
And they have I want to try this. Apple cider whiskey sour.
I don't think you would like this.
You don't think I'd like this?
Well, you don't like the taste of alcohol.
Not really.
It's gonna be good, but you're probably still gonna be able to taste the whiskey.
Okay.
But we can get it. And if you don't like it, I'll drink it. So.
Okay. Splitsville has a chicken. Grilled chicken and apple flatbread, spiced pear spritzer.
What's an apple doing on a flatbread?
Sorry, Jerry. He doesn't like his fruit and stuff.
Well, I'm not big on pineapples on pizza. Now we're putting apples on pizza? Where does it stop? We're going to put oranges next?
I don't know. Sprinkles has a bunch of cupcakes. Vivoli il gelato, blah. Tiramisu push pop and cotton candy affogato. Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill has some offerings. Wine Bar George has a few, like a small plate and some drinks. And then Gideon's Bakery, which is not open, or sorry, Gideon's Bakehouse, which is not open yet at Disney Springs. They are advertising what will be there. So it's going to open very soon. There's no date, though. Open very soon. They have a Santa's White Christmas cookie. It's a white chocolate chip cookie filled with notes of coconut, caramel, vanilla, and nutty flavors with freshly ground local roasted coffee beans. And they've added a crunch of coarse sugar and Gideon's signature sea salt and a pinch of Christmas glitter. That's one cookie. And then a Cookie Vom Krampus cookie. Deep dark triple chocolate velvet texture cookie filled with Andy's Mint and available in its own special packaging.
I'm curious about that place because their cookies are very like unique.
Yeah, I want to try this
one. And my guess is they probably like on one bite, it's like, and now you have diabetes.
Diabetes, right. And then there are a bunch of restaurants that are serving Thanksgiving Day meals, but I looked and there's not that much left. So if you want a reservation, you should make it now.
Yes, yep. Indeed.
That's right. It. And now are you hungry? Because
I'm actually not, but okay. I do want to try those, many of those things, but yeah.
Me too.
All right, well, let's move on to the next story here we've got, which is some updates from the IAAPA Expo from, I'll say, well, I say friend of the show. He doesn't know that, but Josh DiAmaro. I have a picture with Josh that I send to him. I'm like, look, Josh, look at it.
My gosh. Okay. So,
he has not written back, but
he has not. So, it was Monday, the IAAPA Expo. It was a virtual conference this year. And that's basically the place, as I understand it, where they show a lot of like ride vehicles and like technology involved in like attractions and stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of like what's up and coming. Is that pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he came up and he talked about some things going with Disney and 2021 and beyond. And so as he kind of explained, he said, the end of the year is always a time of reflection and to chart a path for the year to come.
Chart a path. Classy words.
And this is paraphrased, of course. He said, just never could imagine what this year would hold, learning so much, had to reimagine some things. And there's a whole big video on Disney Parks blog if you guys want to look at it. But amidst the announcements that were made, he updated on Avengers Campus in Disneyland. Let's see, he talked about the new Spider-Man ride, which I do want to do eventually.
I think because Disneyland's not open right now, it should just default Disney World. Just bring it on over.
Oh, all right then. Let's see. Work is continuing on the historic multi-year transformation of Epcot, including Harmonious, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, and Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Harmonious will be one of the largest nighttime spectaculars ever created, and it'll feature the hallmarks of a Disney experience, including music and images reimagined by diverse cultural musicians and artists from around the world. And there's some pictures again. You can look on the show notes, but I think it's going to be really awesome. It's going to be really awesome. Work also continues on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. The family-friendly storytelling coaster featuring a groundbreaking ride system with vehicles that rotate 360 degrees and can even do a reverse launch. So I can't watch this video without getting motion sick. So you tell me, what do those ride vehicles do? Besides, I know this is 360 degree, but...
Well, a lot of it, I believe, will be like Escape from Gringotts, where you get screens.
Ah, okay.
Like, it's like... That sort of ride is what I'm assuming that's going to be like.
Okay. Let's pretend that people listening have not been on Gringotts. So okay. What do you mean by that?
You get your wizarding outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is a robe. Jared. And then you get your wand.
Be serious.
There's people that do that, actually.
I know. I know.
So Gringotts is... It's a coaster that also implements... On Gringotts, you wear 3D glasses. Yeah. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that on Guardians or not, yeah. But... so in it is screens that the coaster will turn to look at the screen, and then it'll like send you away and you ride through, and then it turns to see another screen. So it's like a motion simulator. It's like half motion simulator, half roller coaster.
Yeah.
Basically it's like putting you through a story. You can almost even say it's almost like a dark ride. It's like taking you through a story.
Yeah. And you can go in different directions on the roller coaster. So like you can be going backwards and you can go down, like down and up sideways. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it's very cool.
I'm very excited about it. I'm trying not to watch too much stuff about it because I do want to be surprised by it, but I'm and there were some leaked pictures of the coaster on the inside, which that building is huge.
Yeah. And I guess they're calling it the Omni Coaster kind of thing. It's kind of like the Omni Mover ride system.
Well, it's a lot like, in a different way, Time Traveler at Silver Dollar City. I mean, yeah. That coaster moves 360.
That's true. That's more, yeah. That's
but that
true.
One's just based off of momentum.
Right. This is not based off
of
momentum.
No, this one's based off of where it's telling it to go. But
yes. So yeah, so basically what Jared kind of explained is also, in the article if you want to look. So, and plans are on track to open Remy's Ratatouille Adventure in 2021. Based on Disney and Pixar's hit film Ratatouille, this family-friendly attraction will invite you to shrink down to the scale of a rat for a culinary adventure with Chef Remy. During each adventure, you'll race across Gusto's kitchen floor aboard special trackless ride vehicles in a thrilling 3D chase. So I know this is in Disneyland Paris already, and I have never seen ride footage of this. I mean, is it similar to like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway with the trackless?
Yeah, it's trackless. So it's actually cool. I'm excited about this one. It's a cool. I was really bummed, but it was supposed to open this summer, and obviously it hasn't yet. So if you look, I mean, you can go see that on like if you go to YouTube, type in like Ratatouille POV or something like that, and see it. But it's a cool. It'll be a cool ride.
Do we know when in 2021? We do not. We do not. We're assuming spring.
Rumors are saying, you can see by spring.
Yeah. And plans are on track. Let's see. We already got that part. In a galaxy far, far away, progress continues at Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, where guests will live aboard a starship for a 2-day, 2-night experience. Unlike any typical cruise, though, you can become the heroes of your own Star Wars story in a new type of immersive experience that only Disney could create. Guests will cruise the galaxy in style aboard the Holocron, known for its impeccable service in exotic destinations. On board, you'll stay in well-appointed cabins, experience onboard dining, make a planet-side excursion to Black Spire Outpost, On Batuu, and much more. There is concept art for the rooms. It looks very authentic. I don't know what to say about it, but I mean, if you love Star Wars, you're gonna love this.
It's interesting because I'm very much one of those people. Like, I like a good view. I like windows.
There's no view.
Well, this is all essentially. A lot of this is like on Disney cruise ships, and some cruise ships you get where you get an interior room, but the window is like a TV that looks
or fake water.
Yeah, something. It looks like you're looking at somebody. You're not. This is all like you're looking out into space. I don't know if that. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's very authentic. It'd be a little strange, I think.
Someone mentioned, we talked about this in the Facebook group, feeling very claustrophobic.
They definitely look like smaller rooms. Yeah. This is a very interesting way of being like, oh, it's authentic to be on a ship and give you less space so they can fit more rooms in there. But yeah, I mean, they look. I put it this way, I wouldn't want to stay in these with like our kids.
Well, they've got bunk beds on the side.
Well, see? I mean, as long as Baby Thor's like in a pack and play.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, this would be something that we just do, you and me. The kids won't even understand it, so.
Right. I mean, if you have a little one in here, I wouldn't think this is something that you would, like, I don't even know where you would, looking at these room layouts, I don't think you could fit a pack and play.
Maybe not. I don't know. They're more like pods.
Which I love living in a pod.
But it does look like you're on, like, a...
I mean, the concept art looks very realistic, yeah.
And then there's some information about Shanghai and Zootopia and over in Tokyo, Disneyland and all that stuff. So, yeah, some good updates we got. Mm-hmm. I just want Ratatouille to open, finally. So it's open in the summer.
Yeah, it'll open. It's okay.
True.
It'll be okay. All right. Okay. Move on to the next story here. We've got Disney is starting to preview the Disney Genie planning app that is going to be coming.
So did you watch the video?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
Okay. No. Not a ton of information about this, but they had previously announced that it was going to be launching. Let's see. They didn't give a date, but they talked about it first in August of 19 at D23. So it was supposed to be available late 2020, but like obviously this is not going to be happening. But it's basically, I don't even know, a vacation planning app for yourself.
I feel like it's just going to help you streamline.
Yeah.
You know, people. I mean, going to Disney,
enhance the way you plan for an experience. Right. Vacation.
I mean, it seems to everything I've seen about it. It seems very much like a. You see these in like the world in which I do a lot of stuff is like an onboarding process, like an onboarding wizard, if you will, of walking people through. Okay, you've planned your Disney trip. Here's some things in like actually walking people through in the app of like, let's go plan your 3 fast passes. Let's go plan your dining. Like walking people through instead of just being like, oh, you got your tickets, and then people just having like because it's still this day. Some people, well, I mean, not right now, but they were showing up to Disney and like. Not having anything planned. They just be like, I didn't know I had to do that. So this almost kind of makes it where people are more prepared when they show up for the vacations.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it'll work a lot better than my Disney experience does. Because while you can add plans in, like, you're going to be at that park.
That's a low bar.
Just saying. Sorry. but you can plan, like, what park you might be at and what, you know, park reservation and dining.
Right.
That's really not it, right? Like, you can't put, like, okay, I want to do, like, list the rides you want to do. Or, like, I think that will might be integrated more and extend you. You can set reminders.
I'm sure it's something that'll be, you know, they'll add to it as time goes on. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point it's one where you go, how old are your kids? What do you like to do? And it gives you, here's a recommended itinerary for mm-hmm. your days. Like, I want to, you're going for 4 days, you know, 4 nights, whatever. Here's a recommended itinerary, and you could just be like, okay, cool, let's do it. Or you can go make changes. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see something like that end up being the case.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. We'll see what happens.
Yes. So, all right, we got some Disney news bits here. Let's see here. It says Disney Floral and Gifts resumes operation.
Well, a lot of people, you know, it messed up their plans. They, you know, wanted to order a cake or something, in-room celebration kind of thing, and they couldn't really do that.
Then they had to settle for Dairy Queen.
Some of them
get that ice cream cake back quick.
That's right.
Because you're staying at a studio or anything else, you can't put it in the freezer. You got to eat that thing fast.
That's right.
Those are the best things to pull out. Hey, we got ice cream cake. We don't have people to eat it. Like, oh, let's all do this. All right, next one here is Tony Baxter and Greg Hale are inducted into the IAAPA Hall of Fame.
Tony Hale is obviously well known.
You mean Greg Hale? You said Tony Hale.
He's the actor. You know, Tony Hale and Development.
Baxter Greg. That
Tony Baxter.
That duo.
Sorry. Stop it. I'm sorry. Tony Baxter.
Sorry.
Known for like Splash Mountain and yes. Big Thunder. And he was, I mean.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know IAAPA had a Hall of Fame.
They do. I
was unaware.
And then Greg Hale was instrumental in instituting FastPass. So
you either love him or you hate him. It's a split choice on that one. We also have the first look of Space 220 restaurant.
So this is a hard pass for me. Not because of the food, but I don't think I can eat there.
The spinning.
Yes, because if what this picture is showing, it's an actual photo. It's got construction workers and everything. Is you're looking at it's almost like Garden Grill where it spins, you know?
Right.
Okay, but you can look out at the land at the mall. You can look out, you know, the food court and everything. You can
see what's going on at Montgomery Wards.
This, you look out toward the earth as in it's spinning, I guess.
It just looks like Mission Space.
I'm going to throw up. Yeah. And no one wants to see that when they're eating. Just saying.
True.
I would like to maybe do a to-go order and see if they like the food.
I'll be curious about this. I don't know. Yeah, it does be curious how this one is. Mm-hmm. It's very. I mean, I like the idea and the concept and the effort behind it, but I guess we'll.
Yeah, and there's also concept art out there of the interior of Cosmic Rewind, with the track and everything.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty, but I think it's in the dark.
Well, yeah, it's right. It's like Space Mountain. They're not gonna try it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that one. Yeah, I'll be very curious. I feel like maybe they should have like space monsters that fly by every once in a while. Like, whoa, like UFOs or something.
Space monsters?
Yeah, space monsters. If you're eaten, there goes a space dragon.
Why is there not a movie called Space Monsters?
That's a good question.
I just thought.
There will be now.
That would be great.
Space monsters. There's one called Space Cowboys.
I know.
It's just Clint Eastwood in it.
Let's do space everything. Space workouts. Right, Jared? Working out in space.
Well, you have to work out in space.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyways. I think they do anyways. All right. And we also have Morimoto Asia will have its annual 12 Beers of Christmas event on December 6th. I didn't know that was a thing they had. But
would you like to find out more about that? Because I have 12
beers is a lot. I don't know.
So it's.
I'm sure there's smaller samplers, but
right. So you can there's two times you can choose from on that day. It's for two. It's for 2 hour increments. $75 per person.
I'm good.
And there's only 100 people for each seating time. There's 8 private booths available to reserve for $375 apiece if you want to do private booths. You get access to a dedicated server. You got themed gift bags of souvenirs. You can enjoy 12 specialty beers from local breweries all over Central Florida. And food.
You know, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, anyway, that's available this year. Just kind of toned down a bit.
Yeah. We also have La Gelateria. Did I say that right? Probably not.
I don't know.
Coming to Italy in Epcot.
Gelateria?
Yeah.
Gelateria.
I'm guessing
Gelateria.
I'm going to say it's gelato.
Gelateria. Yeah. So I mentioned this because I think it was Rebecca walked by it two weekends ago and said she thought it was the entrance to Ratatouille, like a back entrance. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. She's like, I don't know. That was like, okay.
Was back entrance to rides. We have to wait in the line. There's a back entrance. Don't worry about that.
But there's construction walls all around it, like right when you walk by the Italian pavilion area. So you can see how it's blocked off.
Wait, she thought it was a back entrance in Italy?
She thought.
Too?
I think so. She thought that it went all the way back from, like, it was a back entrance, like an overflow entrance. I don't know. You're going to have to ask her. But I when I saw this, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
How many froze deep were you guys?
I don't know. Not at that point.
Anyway. Okay. Anyways. All right. Well, that's it for the news.
It is it.
That's all we've got for the news. Now what we have, Jamie's poll time.
Poll time.
And what was your poll?
So, based on the updates we got from the expo this Monday from Josh, I kind of want to know what people were excited for and which attractions they were more excited for. And headed between Ratatouille, Guardians of the Galaxy, Tron, the rest of the Epcot attractions and like, you know, walkthroughs and everything that were coming, or other, if I forgot to mention anything. So 37% of the people that participated said Remy's Ratatouille Adventure they are most excited for. 35% said Guardians. 23% said Tron. And 19% said Epcot attractions.
Okay.
So kind of split between Remy's and Guardians.
I'm more excited for Remy's because I know that one will be the one that is open first. But I'm ultimately more excited for Guardians overall.
Someone mentioned it was a very good, and I don't remember who it was. Remy's Retro Adventure is something we could do with our children.
Well, Guardian. Well, yeah, true.
Guardians, at this point, we cannot.
Right.
Unless they grew a couple feet.
You give Baby Thor a couple months, he'll get there.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for participating in the poll. And it's also split on Instagram as well. About 51% for Guardians, 49% for Remy's.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tron is one where, I don't know, a lot of people won't ride that.
And it's kind of far away, like more in the
well,
distant
and
future.
It's more, it's definitely more of an intense ride. And it's also, yeah, I could see some people just being like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. But anyway, so there you go. That's the information.
All righty. All right. Well, before we get into our discussion portion, we should mention if you would like to enjoy some great coffee. I don't know if you had people polled on that or not, but you could.
I didn't.
Yeah. You could go to expeditionroasters.com and you could use a promo code CAPTURE15 and you'll save 15% off every single order you place. So you can use as many times as you'd like. And if you order at least $65 worth of merchandise, you get free shipping as well. So if you've got a coffee lover in your life, you got a good stocking stuffer right there, or you get them a gift card, all kinds of stuff. So they've got the new Christmas brew out, and they've come up with a lot of new brews this year as well. So yeah, just be sure to go check them out. They've been a sponsor for a while, and they're good people, make great coffee, and it's the only coffee I really drink at this point.
Yes.
It really is. So, yeah. So, there you go. Go check it out.
And they just restocked the Haunted Mansion themed ones, like the Ghoulish Delight.
Oh, okay.
And
the Praline. The New Orleans Praline is very good. Like, it's like a very surprise, like, oh, that one's like, I wouldn't have assumed I would like that one, but it's really good.
Yeah. So, if you're looking for that, it should be in stock again. So.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Capture 15 is the promo code there. So
yes, it is.
All right. Well, our discussion is we were just talking about this earlier, and it's like what. So basically, we're each gonna have three each of our what Christmas layovers would we like to see on attractions?
At Disney World, yeah.
At Disney World. So obviously, there's a lot more of these for Halloween. Last year, they did some for Christmas, but just thinking, you know, what would be some ones for Christmas that would be cool in an ideal world?
And just in case you are unaware, for the Christmas party, they have done an overlay for Space Mountain, Mad Tea Party, Tomorrowland Speedway, or some kind of Christmas like special thing. So we're not going to talk about any of those. Oh, and Laugh Floor as well. So we won't be discussing any of those.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, their Jingle Cruise also, so that's not an option.
Right. Do you have your list ranked?
Like
3 to 1?
I don't, but I can in my head.
It's whatever. What is the first one you've got on your list?
I was thinking more Animal Kingdom. Trying to incorporate a Christmas thing over Animal Kingdom to begin with for my number three. And I thought they could do something good with Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's all about like traveling, you know, like mountain, you know, the mountain climbing stuff. Like as you go through,
what the ride is, but I've just never ridden it.
As you go through the queue, they could do something similar like they do in Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, not make a jingle like Expedition Everest, but something like that. And it's like there's a snow on the mountain and you know, they could do that.
Instead of a Yeti, you have Santa. Like me.
Yes, Jared. Evil Santa. Or just put a Santa suit on the Yeti.
He's Krampus, that's who he is.
Yes. But I thought that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to pick one from each park I didn't do one for Epcot, but the other two. So
yeah. I was going to say originally like Haunted Mansion, but I kind of feel like that doesn't really fit a Christmas vibe very well. But
Disneyland does it already.
Well, I don't care what Disneyland does.
I'm just saying they do it very well in Disneyland.
I don't care what they do.
Okay, Jared.
They can get out of here with their nonsense.
Okay, Jared, whatever.
In my head, I'm like, well, I get it for Halloween, but for Christmas, I'm like, no. So I was thinking it would be cool. It wouldn't be as difficult, I don't think, because it's just an overlay like, game thing. But like to do some sort of Christmas overlay on like Toy Story Mania, like a Christmas version of it in there would be kind of fun. Like,
well, they didn't do anything in Toy Story Land this year except for the music.
Right, so. I know. Yeah. So I don't know, like, you know, you take the scenes where you're normally shooting whatever, and you just do a Christmas thing to it. It'd be kind of cool. Like you're trying to put the rings on a Christmas tree, or you're trying to like whatever. That I think that would be fun and cute, and something that would be very, like, I think if you did that, people would be like, oh, I want to check it out. I think it would be very popular.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
What's the next one you've got?
I was thinking maybe you could do a cute Western-themed overlay at Big Thunder.
Okay, Big Thunder is my number two as well.
So. Oh, is it really?
Why are you looking? Don't look at my list.
Oh, sorry.
Jamie's cheating.
I cheated.
You're the one that's always talking about don't look at your list.
Sorry. I just want to see his other one.
We may share a life, but I will not share my list with you.
But in this one, it could be like a less green and red traditional like decorations. You could have like more like neutral colors or something, or like country Christmas songs playing.
Right. Well, I feel like a lot of it would just be lights probably for at night.
You could do that too, for sure.
I mean, I feel like the overlay would be probably more something you would do at night. Be easier. Because everything, yeah. I mean, you could put Santa hats on stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe have like a redneck Santa out there.
Oh, rednecks. Okay. Okay.
I feel like that'd be a good touch.
Okay.
You know it's a good idea.
You know what I thought too? This isn't even one of my other one, but they could do like a Muppet Christmas Carol theme in like Liberty Square.
Yeah. Yeah, they could. Again, Muppets is just one of those things. Like, I enjoy it, but it's just so many people. I think they've just, it's been so stagnant for so long.
But I love Muppet Christmas Carol.
I agree with you. I completely agree. I'm just saying overall, I don't know how much people would.
You bring in some Michael Caine.
You're going to bring Michael Caine into this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's up to these days, but he might.
I don't know either. That'd be funny if he decided just to be at Disney all day, every day, performing with the Muppets.
Could be worse things to do, I suppose. I feel like you walk by, is that Michael Caine? It's like, that is Michael Caine. Okay. All right, well, what's your number? Is that your number one?
That was my number two.
Well, you had two there. Okay.
I know. I snuck one in there.
Not only are you cheating off me, you're cheating in extra.
Well, what's your number one? Because I went twice.
My number one is Frozen Ever After, because you have the Frozen song. What is the little short there that they do?
Olaf's Frozen Adventure. Yeah.
You just take that and you overlay that on the whole thing, and it's Frozen. It already fits into like a Christmas winter vibe, anyway.
Even though they already do it for the show in Halloween Studios.
Again, I don't care what they do. That's another.
Okay. Sure. All right. If I just double it up, then.
If I'm in charge of the ride and I bring this up and they go, but we already do that in the other thing, I would go, I will battle them. I don't care. We do what we want here. At Frozen Ever After, we do what we want.
Okay.
And we'll do it better.
Okay.
They lost Equity Ben anyways. They're already hurting over there. We'll sign him into our team. I don't know. We'll stick him on a ride the whole time. Anyways, I'm babbling. What is your number one?
Okay, so this already has. Okay, I mean, like, it's not really a Christmas overlay, but they use it for Christmas things.
Okay.
Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Okay. I want old Hollywood cobwebby decorations in the lobby.
Okay.
I want the garden to be decorated in lights at night. I want the ride. I want it all.
You already have the overlay on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do. Stick some wreaths up there. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it'd be really cool, and I don't think it would be that hard.
I don't know how hard it would be, but I agree.
Is that a dumb one, or is that
a good one? No, it was one that came into my head. I don't like that ride, so I didn't really put it on there, but I think probably a lot of people would go for it.
I think it would be a good one. You already have, like I said, you already have the projections.
Right.
So,
I mean, Sunset Boulevard is already decked out in Christmas stuff, so it could make sense.
I really like that. I mean, like the whole garden courtyard area, you could decorate it real nice.
Yeah.
Or make it look like it was decorated 70 years ago.
Right.
90 years ago. Oh, yeah.
You sold me. I'm all for it.
Okay. That's my number one pick.
Well, I feel better now. We've helped Disney plan.
There you go, guys. That's our input for the top
for next
three.
Year. Josh, Josh will get it. Don't worry about that.
It's fine. He's got this.
I'll write a note to Josh about it. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. They do Small World. They have a little Christmassy Small World thing in Disneyland too, but you know, we could do without that, right?
I'll say it again. I don't care. I don't care what they do over there.
I know. Okay.
Jared. This is a battle of ideas. And we will beat them.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I made it really competitive. Okay. You really did. The only thing I'll say before we go, again, as the new Christmas shirts, go to ctmshirts.com to check those out. We have three. We got two Baby Yoda and Mando ones, but one was by demand there. So you've got the This Is the Sleigh, if you understand where that's the play from This Is the Way. Somebody just heard that and went, oh, I get it.
A play on words.
Yeah, the guy was like, I get it now. And then we've also got the I Wish Every Day Was Christmas at Disney shirt. So we can get those. We've had really good luck with the shipping stuff. So the shipping seems to go very well. So yeah, we haven't had any delays or lost packages yet. So, you know, they should be able to get out to you within a week or so. So hopefully that sticks true. So if we have any more issues, I'll let you guys know. But so far, so good on the revamp shipping side of things. So,
yay.
Again, go to ctmshirts.com to check those out. And, of course, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com. You can do a week trial there if you'd like. And we've got Cool Kid Kitchen tomorrow night. And we're probably going to do a Home Alone 2 C-Team of the Movies soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do another Cigar Lounge here soon as well. So
yes.
A lot of stuff in there you can do. Plus, you get apparel discounts on top of it all. So, again, ctmvip.com to check that out. So,
alrighty.
Right. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the show. So, thank you, Jamie, for joining us. Thank you for listening, you lovely audience members out there. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.